We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dan Manigan in for Baskin and Phelps today. I'll take you till 2 o'clock right into afternoon drive. Nick Wilson, Dustin Fox will have you from there. Kind of back 1 o'clock, we will talk to Tim May of Letterman Row. All about a little bit, you know, look back at the Ohio State-Michigan game, a little bit more toward where the Rose Bowl and college football playoff is, that kind of stuff. Our Browns beat reporter Dale Ryder will pop in at 12:20. Brian Anderson, former Indians pitcher, Rays color TV analyst, Brown season ticket holder, all sorts of fun stuff is going to join us at noon. And we now go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, bringing former Browns quarterback. And of course, you know him well for that and the fact that he's the member of the In the Dog Pound podcast. Raw and Unfiltered Football Talk with him, Hanford Dixon, Leroy Horde, Eric Metcalf, all of the Frank Stams, all of those guys together talking ball. It's a great listen. And we're lucky to have Mike join us right now. Mike, how you doing this morning?
Good morning, Dan. How's your day going?
It's going well, man. It's a Friday, and it's a football Friday. Like, that's all we can ask for, man.
Certainly. Certainly. I know in the state of Ohio, they have the state championships going on in Canton at the Hall of Fame, and I think Ironton's playing South Range, you know, first time for South Range out of the Youngstown area. So we're rooting for those Raiders.
Absolutely, man, as you should be. So you've been a back – you've played quarterback in the NFL, you've come off the bench and stepped in as well, and I know this situation with Deshaun Watson is different than pretty much anything you ever dealt with, but what is it like being a quarterback in a system and having to step in and take over for the reins for somebody else?
Well, how much time do you have? You know, what's it like?
I got 3.5. You can, you know, 3.5 hours of you talk is probably more interesting than me.
No, just to educate your listeners and, you know, even yourself, you know, whether you're a starter or you're a backup, I think the media plays, you know, far too the importance of who's behind center. I know a lot of times coaches and the management feel when you have a guy behind center like a Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, you have a high propensity to become out victorious, right? You have the dude, a quarterback, to get things done. But keep in mind, too, you also have 10 other players, and you have a defense on the other side. So my point being is there's a lot of hype about a backup or a starter or time missed or coming off the bench. These guys have been playing football a long time. And I don't care, you know, whether it started when somebody was 6 years old or when they were 16 years old. Football is always going to be football. It's a team sport, and there's a lot of execution that needs to take place outside the quarterback position for him to be successful. So to answer your question, I always enjoyed the challenge, whether I was a starter or backup, because I like to compete, I like to execute, and I like to lead. And when you take those three characteristics into play, that's a good formula for success if everyone in that huddle believes in you, and that's your job to sell them.
That's pretty good. I mean, that makes a lot of sense, Mike, and how they would go about this. So what do you expect from Deshaun Watson as he takes the field against Houston this weekend?
Well, he might be wearing two pair of underwear or two pair of, you know, something or girdle. I mean, this is unprecedented, right? I mean, God bless Deshaun Watson and his you know, rehab or his reconciliation. You know, he did his time. He did his penance, if you will. But in the court of public opinion, it's still a lot. You know, you got the TV broadcast. There's going to be a national spotlight on how these announcers, producers conduct the show. Is it all going to be a camera on Deshaun? Every emotion he shares.
Oh, no, I think we lost Mike. Oh, man. That's a shame there. I think we just lost Mike there. Oh, I wanted that answer. John, I hung up. Give him a buzz back and see if we can get a better line there. So what are you saying I thought was absolutely fascinating, and especially all that stuff that he said of being a backup quarterback and coming in and having to lead. And I think that's the part of the Watson stuff that we don't have. And I think I had a phone call a little bit earlier who was trying to hit on that, on the leadership side of it, and how good Jacoby Brissett was at leading those guys. And we had heard that in the postgame sound from a lot of different guys saying how high on the list Jacoby Brissett was on favorite quarterbacks to play with. And because of the way he leads and the way he can relate and the way he can do all of those different things that were so important. And it is interesting that Mike brought that up and how that does appeal to Deshaun Watson. Okay, we got Mike back. Mike, you there, man?
Yeah, I'm sorry. He said you got 3.5 hours, so I had to take a break. So
stop for coffee.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Just to follow up a point, you know, it's going to be interesting. And how do you view it? You know, you're a sports fan. You have listeners. You're trying to paint a picture. This is unprecedented. I mean, we had the Michael Vick thing.
Mike, you there? Oh boy, people don't want to. You know, the companies don't want us to hear what Mike has to say. It's terrible. It is terrible. You know, we could put a man on the moon. We could shoot and get pictures of moons off of Saturn, and yet for some reason we can't get a cell phone that actually works.
Technology has come so far.
It really has. There are two things that involve technology that drive me absolutely nuts, James. One of them is the fact that we can't get cell phone reception all across this country, even though we can put, again, we can get pictures sent back from the biggest moon off of Saturn and get pictures of Neptune, okay? We can get those things. We can't get decent cell phone reception. The other one we can't get, a seatbelt that doesn't get stuck in the door. Like, those are the two simple things in this world that you think we could get.
No,
I don't get it.
No, life would be too simple at that point. It'd be all solved.
Exactly. I mean, everybody has done it more times than they can count. You take the seatbelt off, you let it go, it sucks back in, and boom, slammed in the door. We can't get that, and we can't get cell phone reception. But I know exactly what the rings of Saturn look like. Unbelievable. All right, take three, Mike.
Okay, third and ten.
Third and ten.
I apologize.
It's not your fault, man. It's not your fault
to
at
your
all.
Listeners, you know, with technology the way it is, you know, this administration should probably look into some more fiber optics in this rural areas of Ohio.
I was telling, you know, James, it's amazing that we could send up a telescope and get another galaxy and see what the pictures in that other galaxy look like. But yet, for some reason, we can't get cell phone reception across this country, and we can't get a seatbelt that consistently retracts.
Incredible.
It's,
you know,
incredible.
Instead of sending money to Ukraine or these other countries, why don't we invest in the United States and the people of America?
We'll see there. All right, so here's the other side of this, Mike. So this season has kind of gone the opposite of what we thought. We thought that, you know, the offense was going to be mediocre as the season began and that it was really going to be the defense and the special teams. Well, it's actually gone the opposite. The offense has been pretty good, and the defense and the special teams have taken a step back. But the question that I have for you on this is, the defense seemed to show up against Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. Do you think they've turned the corner, or do you think that's just because Brady was looking out there and was like, you know what, I want to throw?
Well, let's be realistic here. Tom Brady didn't have a good football game the other night. He's just barely above 50% passing. But give credit to the Cleveland Browns. You know, they had a great performance against the Cincinnati Bengals, and they shut down, you know, that offense, you know, when they were playing in Cleveland. That was a great win. They were trying to put two back-to-back games together. You know, Coach Woods showed a lot of emotion in that Tampa Bay game. You know, it's the first time I saw him on camera, you know, have a smile or get excited and high five. And so, you know, maybe the defensive line's starting to play more aggressively. Maybe they're doing a few more things in the secondary. But like I said earlier, it's a team sport, and all 11 guys have to execute in order for them to have success every play, right?
As a player, when your coach, who usually doesn't, well, isn't that animated, becomes that animated, what does that do for you guys?
Well, you think about it. You know, you participate in sports. You know, when you show awareness and appreciation for a player, it goes above and beyond his salary. It goes above and beyond, you know, the X's and O's. You're building a relationship, right? You're trusting the fact that my calls on defense are only going to be as good as you guys execute. So I got to get you guys hyped up when the time comes and applaud you when needed, and also encourage you and challenge you when times are tough.
It makes sense, Mike. Mike Tomczak joining us, former Browns quarterback, of course, in the Dog Pound podcast, raw and unfiltered football, where you can hear him talking ball with all sorts of former Browns, including Leroy Horde, Hanford Dixon, Eric Metcalf, Frank Stamps, all of those guys. It's great stuff to listen to, Mike. The other big thing that's going on really with this team is, you know what, let's go this direction of it. The Houston Texans have been brutal all season, and they are in the midst of a rebuilding year, and they are clearly in the sweepstakes that they're trying to get their quarterback for the future in the draft next year. Is it tougher to kind of get up to play that kind of a game against a team that clearly isn't looking to win than it would be? Like, I'm not saying trap game and all that kind of stuff, but, like, is it tough to get up when you look at the other side and go, oh, my gosh, this team is far less talented than we are?
Well, I think the Browns are far from even thinking that way, right? I mean,
well, you'd hope
their record, 4-7, and, you know, three of those losses should have been victories. So, you know, there's a false sense of confidence sometimes when you win a big game against Tampa Bay and you look forward to the next game you see Houston. But, you know, all you have to say, you know, I'm sure there's some chatter in the locker room. We have to win this one for Deshaun. Right?
Yeah.
That's all chatter. So they're playing his former team, and they're trying to take the load and the burden off of him. So I think it's going to be a heightened experience. These guys are going to be well-focused. If they're not, it's their fault, and they should be fired. But if they don't get fired, then somebody else has to take that responsibility and take his job. So, you know, I'm going to really pay close attention to how the emotions are managed. If they call a game, if Stefanski calls a game, Dan, for example, the way he called the game last week for Jacoby, you know, they didn't start off, but Amari Cooper came alive and Oliver Peoples-Jones came alive and Nwoko came alive. But you got number 24 and 27 behind you. Let's get into a nice little rhythm here. Let these guys tote the rock a little bit. I know Houston's pretty good on defense, but let's see if they're up for the challenge.
Absolutely, Mike. It's going to be fun to watch. Well, 3rd and 10, let me tell you, you converted for the first down here. So,
all right.
Well,
cool.
Done. Well done on your part. You brought us home. So thank you for joining me, Mike. Take care of yourself and enjoy the weekend.
Hey, enjoy the podcast. It's a great listen, guys. And when Eric Metcalf talks and Hanford Dixon talks, people listen.
Yes, they do. That is definitely for certain. Thank you, Mike. Take care.
Bye-bye.
It is a great listen. As I said, Mike Tomczak, former Browns quarterback. Of course, you can catch him on the In the Dog Pound podcast, Raw and Unfiltered Football. It really is all of those guys just sitting around talking ball. And they are as honest as they come as they do it. And a whole lot is not censored and filtered. So just give it a listen and enjoy listening to a lot of former Browns who were really talented and have a close place in a lot of our hearts. Just sit back and talk and ball. A guy with a close place in my heart joins us next. We'll do Make Jeff Thomas Do It next, right here. Dan Manigan in for Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.